attorney. He was taken. Two people have been arrested, more than half of them in the past 5 days. Those detained have been mainly campaigning for free speech and political freedom. Human rights abuses in Saudi Arabia have sparked a demonstration on the other side of the world. Canadian protesters have taken to the streets to raise awareness about the violation of Shia minorities' rights in the Arab country. They accuse Western governments of turning a blind eye on the rights situation in Saudi Arabia. From Calgary, Joshua Blakeney now reports.
Canadians took to the streets this weekend to display their antipathy towards what they call the anti-democratic government of Saudi Arabia. Activists voice concerns with the backing the Saudi monarchy receives from Western governments, which regularly claim to be concerned with human rights and democracy in the Middle East. These activists refer to Saudi Arabia as a puppet state of the United States, who they accuse of engaging in a cynical divide-and-conquer strategy in order to control the resources and destiny of the inhabitants of the region.
I don't believe this is people part of the Islam. The Islam never said killing each other. The Quran never said killing each other. The Muhammad Prophet never said killing each other. This is a stupid mentality, people. And this is Al-Qaeda, they built it by Saudi Arabia and United States because they tried to fight before Soviet. And now they send it to around the world to killing anyone who's not with them.
Many of the protesters were Shia Muslims, who were particularly upset with the arrest and subsequent brutalization of the Saudi Shia cleric and human rights advocate, Sheikh Nema.
And we hope like the public opinion will say its word, you know, and to reject this kind of thing which is against the human rights and against the humanity in general.
You know, people, especially in Bahrain, in Eastern Arabia, and also in Pakistan, they get killed because they are Shia. They are not given their rights. They don't enjoy equal rights like other citizens of these countries.
Activists emphasized that they were keen to see Muslims unite against the attempts by the imperialist countries to foment sectarianism in the Middle East. Such divide and rule policies, they say, are being exhibited currently in Syria, where Israel, the United States, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia are playing on confessional and ethnic differences in an attempt to weaken one of the more stable and prosperous countries in the region. Joshua Blakeney, Press TV, Calgary.